Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm under the belief that I think on each side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, you need at least one or two of those guys on the field because they bring a certain level of juice, you know what I mean? Like, this game is played violently. You need somebody to go in there and kind of be that spark. Obviously, you guys, you know, the history of this city, Chicago Bears, Dennis Rodman. Like, sometimes you need guys like that out there. And like I said, I think our leadership group on this team, you know, we can kind of hold things together. And I personally don't think he'll be an issue. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's been around his defense. I got a lot of respect for him. He got a lot of respect for me. So I think we'll be good to go in that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kevin Byer talking about the New World Order member. He's like Conan, though. He's not like a... I wouldn't say that he's one of the big 3 of the NWO. Maybe the LWO. CJ Gardner-Johnson.
It's fascinating that Kevin Byer thinks that they're... locker room is in a good enough place to withstand a personality like this. And shout out to him for the Dennis Rodman comp in the city that he works.
For the most part, like Kevin Byard, I ride with him. Like if he says it, I'm pretty much in it. But I was texting some people last night and I told them about the over-under on CJ Gardner-Johnson that we were talking about.
I think I'm going to stick with the under.
That's cool, but I do want a locker room to be strong enough to deal with some dudes like this.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, then maybe you would have drafted Jalen Carter, huh?
Ta-da!
I know, that's what I'm saying. So you want a locker room that believes it can take care of this.
Quick, just a question, clarification. If he suspended one game, does that count as a game?
That's a good point.
Or a week, yeah.
We should probably do something with that. This is what...
I think the weeks that he's here, because even if he's suspended, he's in there talking smack about everybody.
I don't think we're counting the suspension, but we'll see. By the way, we should schedule dinner next week.
Oh, you and me?
Yeah, well, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, paying off your bet.
Well, maybe we could do it with everybody and you could just buy my steak at the dinner.
I was going to buy dinner for everybody. That's the whole point.
All right. So
I might want to change venues, though. We'll discuss. I got an idea.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's DA talking about the newest defensive bear.
Yeah, look, I think that was part of the whole evaluation process that we went through. We saw a really good athlete. We saw a highly competitive player. And we felt like that was an easy fit for us back then. You know, so he had played a little bit there. He'd played some safety. And we felt like at that point in time, you know, it was kind of best to find kind of one spot for him and let him get comfortable in one spot. And he did a nice job for us.
He has a reputation of being a guy who can get under player's skin, obviously. You coached him in New Orleans. What's your say in terms of what makes him an aggressive player, but also walking that fine line?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think he's a highly competitive player. I think he goes out there and competes on every single play. And so, that's fully what I would expect for him to do, with us. So I think, he brings a little attitude to the football team, which I think is good.
It's not as if he can't play. That's not why he's on his fourth team in less than 1 year. Because the Texans traded for him. They gave him a big signing bonus and then cut him after three games. And then Baltimore's like, we know he can play. And
we'll then put him together with this group of guys, man.
Yeah, I know. Cut him after one game. But it's like Ben was saying yesterday. He's got kids. He's got a family he wants to provide for. Maybe he realizes that not many chances like this are going to come his way again, frankly.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of knuckleheads that have kids.
I know. But how many coaches are going to vouch for him the way that Dennis Allen is clearly vouching for him?
I would imagine he will be the last one if this doesn't go well.
That's what I'm saying. So that can hit somebody's psyche and make them step two at least just a little bit more.
We'll see. I still have some questions on whether or not he's effective, but
yeah,
we're gonna see him this week. I think he's there to kind of get them through this week, and then we'll see where things stand from a medical standpoint after that.
Lawrence loves when Richard Hightower yucks it up and tells jokes and gets a good audience going.
Mr. Jokey Joke Maker.
And then his unit goes out there and plays like ass.
Yep.
So this is Richard Hightower defending his special teams unit, specifically on some of the penalties that his unit committed.
Richard, there were three penalties total on special teams. What did you see on the two kickoff return ones with Blackwell and Noah?
Yeah, what I saw on those in particular is when I look, you can look at the tape. You can go watch the tape, okay? What I saw when I watched the tape, I feel very confident in the way that we're coaching it. And I feel pretty confident that we'll coach it the way we're coaching it going forward. Okay? So that's how I feel about that.
Dang it. So he's totally cool with the penalties on the return. What about the penalty on the punt where the entire left side of the offensive line lined up wrong? Yeah. What about all the long kickoff returns they gave up?
How about that 20 yards you lost on that punt? Because the punt was perfect.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And then all the yards you gave up on the return, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he's coaching it right.
He's defending his unit, though.
Yeah.
Well, and I respect that. Look, in the end, that's his unit. Like, it's not as if
they asked you what was on the tape. And this is a typical Richard Hightower deflection where, well, if you go back and look. No, I asked you.
But, Lawrence, a lot of us have been there. You can't just change your unit. You can't just swap it out. Can't go to the unit store.
As much as you'd like to.
Yeah, you would.
You would. I mean, most people would. But it's, you know, he can't.
And if you have a problem with the referees, yes, then take the fine.
Oh, you're still talking football. I got you.
All right, afternoon.
All right.
Doing good. How are you all?
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Throwing the beard out?
Looks to be that way.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the just the execution on that Mayday situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
Calls Adam Hogue coach.
Well, he is a coach. He's actually a special teams coach.
So he's really just showing Adam Hogue the respect of calling him coach?
Yes.
That's a way to get more courtesy laughs at the Chuckle Hut.
You better believe it. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial for their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. I see what they did there.
Yeah, and I got to say, they got two teams with pretty damn good starts.
They got two very watchable teams right now.
Extremely watchable, fun, young teams.
This is why Tanny bought back in.
I was going to say, look up their combined record since I bought the subscription back after the All-Star break.
Pretty good.
It's pretty favorable.
I think it's good all
job. Like Bulls and Hawks are going to have to carry a little bit more of the load to make up for that White Sox record, but the White Sox record's still not awful.
No, you'd accept that.
I don't have to think about the White Sox until Sox Fest, so we're good. Or free agency, and which they're not going to be
No, they're not going to be in the Ohtani sweepstakes, let me tell you that.
No.
But Sox Fest, remember, it's going to be at the Vatican. It's going to be great this year.
I mean, that's the ticket to get.
Oh, dude, Sox Fest at the Vatican?
It's going to be great.
You kidding me?
Yeah. We got to do a remote.
I think so. That's going to be great. See Will Venable sitting there pointing up at the Sistine Chapel. The roof, the ceiling, I guess.
The ceiling is the roof. It is.
And if you can't get a ticket, you're one of the unfortunate ones. Hunt Perdido.
That's right.
They lost.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.